You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are going to be talking about the Nightlight Movie Club. We're going into the club, folks. And this evening, Bustin' makes us feel good because it's Ghostbusters, baby, the 1984 classic film. And then we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap. If you want to get in touch with us regarding Ghostbusters, our question of the night, or anything, you can always call or text. You can also do this. Get yourself the Civic Media app. Download it right now because you can call, text, leave a voice note if you'd like. You can also listen to shows live, get your news. It's all right there, neatly confined, curated beautifully on the Civic Media app. You can also go to civicmedia.us/shows and download past episodes. If you've missed them, you can catch up, download them like a podcast. If you missed the first hour, missed yesterday, you can always catch up by going to civicmedia.us/shows. So there's still lots of great programming still ahead. A big, 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 huge super duper thanks to Michael Nguyen. He is the executive director of Teach for America Milwaukee for stopping by and talking about Teacher Appreciation Week and how great teachers are. I have a couple friends who did Teach for America and they loved it. And one of them is now a lawyer, not working in ed policy, but working somewhere. It's like he's working in the state of Wisconsin, trying to make things better for everyone. And I can appreciate that one right there. So, guys, first good hour, right?
Yeah.
First good hour. Good first hour.
Our good first.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think we've had a bad. I've never not enjoyed an hour of Nightlight. Right? So, yeah, we're doing all right.
I never not enjoyed one. They're fine. It's fine.
It was way too casual. No,
I'd say it's an average of like a 6.5, I guess. I don't know. WBA, are you listening?
Tom said something to you before we broke, and I didn't hear it. And it sounded funny. Do you remember what it was?
I do remember what it was.
Can you repeat it on the air?
I just went to the bathroom in my britches. That's what I meant to say. And
in your britches?
What? That's what I said.
Well, good old Dominic had himself a moment in his britches. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Take yourself back to the outhouse, clean yourself up, because dinner's coming soon. Wash your hands, or else you're going to get no dessert.
It's not true. It's fake news, by the way, but...
I'm wearing knickers tonight, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Everyone's just going super
mammy,
duper old
school.
Nice. All right. Before it gets too fun, let's restate the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In celebration of the Nightlight Movie Club, which is Ghostbusters, we want to know, what's your favorite Bill Murray role or character? It can be either a character from Saturday Night Live, a character he played in a movie, or a movie he starred in. Doesn't matter. What is your favorite Bill Murray role or character? Give us a call. Send us a text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Pete, what do you have, like, as far as, like, you know, your Bill Murray knowledge?
Well, you know, I kind of cheated. I listed about four or five films because I just couldn't decide. And I should have just picked one because I was reading everybody else's comments. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could have put 10 or 12 movies on here. But I went with Herman Bloom from Rushmore.
Okay.
He had just a great performance there. And then I went with Bob Harris, Lost in Translation.
Okay.
Sofia Coppola movie. Grimm from Quick Change. Did you guys see Quick Change?
Yes, of course.
Just a phenomenally underrated movie. Ken Bowden from Wild Things. He played an attorney. Ken Bowden, very funny. And Phil Connors in Groundhog Day, just because, well, he was great in it, but it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Groundhog Day, that's one of the, that one, absolutely. Dom, what about you, my friend?
This is going to be, this might be off-putting, but he was a great voice actor, and he was the voice actor of Garfield, and I loved that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
That's right.
And that was one of my favorite, like, animated movies of all time, so I love Garfield. Nice. And I think I'm going to have to go
there
with that
one. Yeah.
Way to think outside the bun, Dom.
That time I fully answered the question, right?
That was awesome.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
If you're listening, Taco Bell.
I take Venmo. I take crypto. Pay me whatever you want. Pay me in Crunchwrap Supremes. I don't care.
Just send it to me. I'll share it with the guys.
Exactly. That's amazing. Honestly, my favorite is still to this day, it's still Ghostbusters. That's for me, like,
nice.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I knew Bill Murray beforehand. I used to watch the best of SNL when I was a little kid, like, because they used to play it really early in the morning for some reason. I don't know why they did, but I would see those clips. But Ghostbusters, I think, was the first thing that he made that I enjoyed as a kid, where I, like, it was mine. It belonged to me. And so it always just stuck with me. Nice. But also a movie that people don't really talk about a whole lot, but it was, you know, it didn't really make a lot of money. But when he played Hunter S. Thompson in Where the Buffalo Roam back in, like, 1980 yes. or something like that. I mean, that's the funny thing about him to me is that we usually look at him as a comedic actor. He's an amazing comedian. He's got amazing timing. But since the beginning, since his time after SNL, he has been doing dramatic roles. He's been doing roles that really put him in places where you're like, oh, he's not being funny here. He's being dramatic. And I remember that time, you know, I think it was what, Pete, maybe like the late 90s, early 2000s, where he was the guy we thought was going to win an Oscar one day because he was doing all of these movies that just were very much showing his range.
He was great in Lost in Translation, and I agree with you. Like, in fact, it was probably like 1997 or 8 where Michael Jordan retired, mm-hmm. and Bill Murray did kind of a mockumentary about that. He said, "I am stepping away from acting." He said the same things Jordan said. He says, "I've achieved everything I possibly could have in show business." One of the reporters goes, "Did you win an Oscar?" And he goes, "No." Just a classic Bill Murray deadpan. So yeah, you're right. I feel like he should be easily in that conversation based on who I've seen nominated. I mean, and they're all great and Bill Murray's mm-hmm. great, but we've had Joel Murray on the show several times. I should have tried to get Joel on tonight. Yeah. He's a pal and has a great career himself. So I'm going to name drop. I got to meet Bill Murray a couple times. He was married into a family that used to vacation up mm-hmm. in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. So he was at the Three Lakes Parade. He played in the Schwabe Golf Open sometimes. And I was just like, yeah, he was in Meatballs and Saturday Night Live. And my brothers and sisters and I were like, that's the guy from Meatballs. Like, we just shook his hand. That's the guy from Meatballs.
No, I'm talking about the you just said the Schwabe Golf Tournament, and you said it like it was nothing, and you moved on. Like, I didn't realize
it was just a family thing called the Schwabe Open, but since he married into a family that was very good friends with our family, and Brian went to high school with my Uncle Joe, so we've got this weird, I've only met him two or three times, so, but it is kind of a weird connection, but the Schwabe Open was just like a, you know, have a beer, go golf. It was like
love it.
Three or four
love
different it. Families. Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I love that because for me, like, I grew up in a time where it wasn't just Bill Murray. It was the Murray brothers. So Joel Murray and John and Brian all have, like, huge places in my hearts because I grew up watching them. So if I watched a Bill Murray thing, I would see, like, you see John in Scrooge. You see Joel is a great actor in and of himself, period. Like, he is an underrated actor, in my opinion. And I love that you know him. Please bring him to the show. Mm-hmm.
Listen, let's have him back on because we had Joel on at the beginning of this season of Chicago PD because he plays like a commander. And I said, we were making fun of the fact that a couple other actors have been killed horribly on that show. And he's like, well, I'm in the first 7 episodes. I know that much. So maybe we can follow up with him at the end of it. But Joel's a great guy.
Excellent. Well, what have the people been saying to us? Dom, what are people saying on the text line?
Yeah, Monica from Mount Horeb says, camp counselor in Meatballs. That's what you were saying, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Camp was fun, but I wish it would have been as fun as he made it.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then we also got Karen from Racine saying Caddyshack. That's okay. An obvious one.
How can you go wrong with Caddyshack? Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got Melissa from Willie Street saying so many choices. So I'm just going to throw out this one. What about Bob?
Whoa, that's a ringer. That's a ringer. That's not usually up on the list for a lot of people, but that's pretty impressive.
Wow. A great one.
Let's see what else we got. We got Anna from Madison said, hi, Pete and Greg. My favorite Bill Murray character is Todd DeLaMuca. I hope I'm not saying that wrong. Todd DeLaMuca from Saturday Night Live. He played this character with Lisa Loupner. Their sketches were hilarious. Also, I saw the Devil Wears Prada movie and liked it.
Oh, good to know. Thank you, Anna.
They were dating at the time when those sketches were happening, and I'd always remember the one scene where he's like, what is that intoxicating aroma you have? She's like, Vicks Vapor Rub. I'm like, every time I hear that, I laugh. Gilda Radner. God, I love her. Miss her so much.
She was outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, is there anybody on the Facebook who has an opinion on this topic?
Yes, there are a few, but I want to quickly just jump in and cut you off here, Dom, on the text line. Jewel Smith from Cross Plains says, Big Earn in Kingpins. Totally forgot about that one, too. The bowler where his hair was way over. Mm-hmm. Love Bill Murray in Kingpin. Thank you, Jules. Mm-hmm. Our pal, social guru here at Civic Media, Amanda Nimmer says, Zombieland, another one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
It's a shocking appearance, too. You're like, yeah, absolutely.
Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother, very excellent lead singer, says he's so good in so many. Scrooged is one of my favorites. Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, Caddyshack. I can't pick one of them. My favorite line from Ghostbusters 2 is when the old security guard was gushing to him about how Peter Venkman's World of Psychic is one of his two favorite shows.
What's your other favorite one? Bassmasters. I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Oh, my buddy Mike Corwin says St. Vincent. Yes. And Derek Pfister just posted a meme of he slimed me, and then two more quick ones. Actually, we got a few more. So if you have some, Greg, why don't you take over? We can bounce back to these.
I'm good, actually. If you want to read a couple more, I'm good.
Okay. Matt says, so hard to choose, but he was fantastic. And another one I forgot about, Ed Wood.
Yep.
He was great in that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I got to rethink my – okay, so it's got to be like – so Scrooged – Ghostbusters are like the two that really just always stick with me. Like, okay. I love Scrooged. I love that movie so much. I'm gonna say that right now. Like, I feel great like I flick. Can't pick. I can't pick. I can't pick.
Sarah Jean says, oh man, I still regularly quote, what about Bob? So I'm going with that one. Thank you, Sarah Jean. And then Wonderfully Wisconsin, our pal Paul Vandenplaus says, I would have to say Steve Zissou from A Life Aquatic. The movie is a fever dream, but his role was near perfection. And Sean Boyce, thank you, Paul. Sean Boyce says, Tripper in Meatballs, John Winger in Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Stripes. I had trouble. Yeah, Stripes is phenomenal. And two more here. Stacey Sue says, Stripes and Groundhog Day and Scrooged. And then Richard Vargas says, The Groundskeeper and Caddyshack. What a body of work.
I know. And that's just insanity. That's just a small bit. And then Bonnie on the live stream just says Stripes. Like, a lot of people love the movie Stripes. Also, just with, I mean, anything with John Candy is absolutely beautiful. So I'm all for that as well. Yeah, we'll get to more of those. We still got some more text messages we need to read. I'm sure there's more Facebook messages we want to get to as well. But we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are entering the Nightlight Movie Club, talking about the 1984 Ivan Reitman directed classic Ghostbusters. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. Let us know your thoughts on the movie. Give us your favorite lines. Give us some trivia if you got it. And let us know your thoughts on if you want to talk about Ghostbusters 2 or the other movies. We'd love to hear that too. I love to hear thoughts on those. But all that coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. You are watching and or listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, before our show begins, please silence your cell phones. The show is about to begin.
A sort of club.
You two are the boys that run the movie club.
Movie club.
Movie club.
I love these movies. Don't you love these movies?
Movies, movies, more movies.
This is the Nightlight Movie Club.
Welcome Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. I am coming to you all the way from Radio Park in Racine, all the way up the coast from Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwab. And then completing the Yadier Hay Triangle in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. And we are your conduits, your ushers, bringing you into the Nightlight Movie Club. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are here in the Nightlight Movie Club as we always are on Thursday nights, and tonight's film of choice is coming by way of senior producer Tucker, and it is the 1984 classic Ghostbusters, because I love busting ghosts. That's what I love to do. Busting makes me feel good. It's what we do. I rewatched this movie today, this morning. Same. And I think you said it earlier, and I think you said it best, is that like this is a film we all know. I think a lot of people love, but for me, I saw it in the theater as a kid, and you saw it so many times, then you kind of go away from it, and then you come back to it for something like this, and you realize this movie is so darn amazing. I mean, what about you guys? I mean, I think I know what you feel already, but tell me what you thought.
I thought that, like, with just to reiterate what I said before, I saw it, I think I was probably in junior high or high school or whatever, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was great. And then I think I just always categorized it as like a film from my youth. So I was like, I probably saw it three or four times back in the day, hadn't seen it in a long time. It's such a great premise, and you have the perfect cast in the show. I mean, you got Bill Murray, wisecracking. He's playing himself, and he does that so marvelously. Like Chevy Chase and he both can just have wisecracks. It's somehow still in character, and it doesn't really break the fourth wall or anything like that. Bill Murray is so great at that and does it in this movie to perfection. But I will say this, and Aykroyd is great. Like Dan Aykroyd can be big, he can be small. Yeah. He's kind of not a bit player, but a supporting actor in this. And Harold Ramis makes me laugh, as well as Ernie Hudson. But I will say in this movie, Greg, the last 20 minutes is fine, but it's the buildup. As an action film or something that actually scares us, that isn't really the goal here of this movie. It's just to make us laugh, and it does so well. And Sigourney Weaver's great, and Annie Potts, like all these great actors in the film. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And let's not forget the man from Canada. Well, there's a bunch of people from Canada, but Mr. Rick Moranis, when you look at the cast, you've got Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd. You got Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray, SNL. You have Harold Ramis and you have Rick Moranis, SCTV. And then like you have like four of the best sketch comedy improv actors ever in one movie. And then on top of that, you have Annie Potts, you have Sigourney Weaver, you have all these other characters. Like the guy, William Atherton, who played Peck from the EPA. That guy is a phenomenal, monumental, legendary 80s antagonist. He is like it's an underrated film in my opinion, but real genius. He is
Real genius.
So
great.
Hateable in that movie. It's funny, he's like, he's the guy from the EPA saying, hey guys, you're going to ruin the environment, and we still hate him.
Right. He's the enemy somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's just a few weird things I noticed. Casey Kasem's wife was in the film.
Casey Kasem's in the movie.
His voice, that's right.
Yeah.
She was in Cheers, and then the guy who, Sigourney, I have this weird thing where I can remember faces.
Yeah,
Sigourney Weaver and the guy who plays the violin or whatever walk out, and Bill Murray makes fun of him. Mm-hmm. He was in Cheers in a great scene to open the show. And just a phenomenal, such quotable lines. Folks, if you're listening, share your favorite lines from Ghostbusters.
Please.
Or your favorite scenes, because there's so many of them. But that first scene where he's giving the test to that girl and the guy. And the girl, by the way, is the waitress from Swingers.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Runyon. I remember
Kelly Runyon. And she's not getting any right. I mean, what a great way to start the movie. You watch it and you go, I know I'm going to love this movie.
Yeah. The other thing too, this movie had, is that 80s thing of everyone just smokes anywhere they want. Like Larry King is in the radio booth talking about Ghostbusters, just smoking a cigarette. Dan Aykroyd's working on the Ecto-1 and he pokes his head out when Sigourney Weaver walks, and he's got a cigarette just hanging out of his mouth. And then they're sitting next to this thing that apparently will destroy the earth. And they're like, Lucky Strike. I mean, it is, That is 80s to the best. Everyone just smokes because that's what you did back then.
Right. And I'll just say real quick before we get to Dom, I love that sex comedy vibe, even though it's kind of a family film with Harold Ramis coming from the Lampoon background.
Yeah.
The guy's last name is Peck. You know, there's a Pecker joke coming. And then, you know, it's like, what was it? Oh, even in Groundhog Day, they call this town square Gobbler's Knob. Like, I never get, that is never old. And I love that they're grown men and still laugh at that stuff. Dom, what did you think of the movie?
I think it was easily
make
the
it quick.
I think it was the easiest, easily the funniest
you got
movie
4 seconds.
The movie club pick we've chosen. It's easily the funniest one. The CGI, I guess I am younger, so I expected
CGI?
Way better.
CGI?
I don't know.
It's not even
CGI, Dom.
Yeah, I don't know.
CGI.
I didn't realize it was that. It didn't. It seemed that old. It seemed a little old.
Yeah.
But in general, that's what made the movie really nice. So I did really.
It's 42 years old.
That's why.
Yeah, when the monsters are sitting still, it's okay. But the minute they move, it's like, whoa, is that bad? You know.
But when he's racing across the street.
And let's talk about that on the other side, because there were some things about that that I thought were really cool, but we'll talk more about that on the other side break. If you want to get in touch with us, let us know your thoughts on Ghostbusters, favorite quotes, trivia, thoughts on the question of the night, what is your favorite Bill Murray role or character? Get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave that comment on the live stream. We are talking about Ghostbusters in the movie club right now, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, stay close. You are listening and are watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are coming to you live from all over Wisconsin, whether it's Radio Park in Racine, Marinette, Wisconsin, or in Madison. We are the Yonder Hay Triangle, bringing you a great, great show. We are in hour number two of the program. We are currently in the Nightlight Movie Club discussing the 1984 classic comedy Ghostbusters. Feel free to get in touch with us on your thoughts, favorite lines, favorite quotes, favorite trivia matters. Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Great thing about that, the opening song right there, Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters theme song, got sued for that song.
By Huey, right?
By Huey. They asked Huey Lewis to make a song for Ghostbusters. He said no. They did that song, the Ghostbusters theme that we all know, and Huey Lewis said, well, you know what? That sounds a lot like I Need a New Drug, so I'll see you in court. He won, and he still makes money off of it.
That is amazing. And, the weird thing is, I Want a New Drug was good. I like the Ghostbusters song better, even though it was, lifted, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
an interesting bit of trivia, yeah.
We're taking text messages. Feel free to give us a call. Let us know your thoughts on Ghostbusters. We'd love to hear from you. And we're just going to keep on the conversation because this is just a great movie. I will say this to both of you as well. I was so into it watching it. I started watching Ghostbusters 2 after.
Oh, really? Now, see, I've never seen Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, it's not grand, but it's fine. And again, this is a movie, again, I saw this movie in the theater when it came out. Because at the time, there were always sequels, but when they announced the sequel to Ghostbusters, we freaked out because it was 5 years after the original. So we were just like, yeah, whatever. And then someone said Ghostbusters 2 is coming out. And yeah, I saw that. And of course, when I'm like, I think I was 11 years old when it came out, I was, this is great. And now I watch it, I'm like, that's fine. But it has that place in my heart. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't realize there's five total Ghostbuster movies. There's Ghostbuster, and then Ghostbuster 2, then Ghostbusters, and then Afterlife.
Answer the Call.
And then Frozen Empire. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I didn't even know. Wow.
Those last three are rather controversial.
Are they?
Well, yeah, because the...
Go ahead. I don't know much about the franchise beyond this first movie.
So Ghostbusters, it's called Ghostbusters. They called it Ghostbusters Answer the Call. This is the one with Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Bibb? No. The one from SNL. I can't remember her name right now. Last name.
Leslie Jones?
Leslie Jones, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
but there were a lot of people upset because they're like, why are you casting women as the Ghostbusters? Why you got to be so woke? And it's okay. It's not a great movie. And it's not because it was a female-driven cast. It just felt like a big improv scene after a while, and I just didn't enjoy it. And then, we do legacy sequels, and they used some AI CGI with Harold Ramis after he died, and then they came out with another one. People were like, why are we still doing this? So, I mean, when it all comes down, it's all in that kernel of truth, which is the original Ghostbusters movie. That's what most people absolutely love. So that's where I usually stick.
It's interesting. I love a line that kind of got away from, like, there's so many great lines in the movie. Mm-hmm. I feel so funky, you know, he's slimy, all this. But, and I've got clips of a couple of the lines, but I love when, the mayor, who's a character actor, I think, did he play? No, he wasn't Dean Wormer. He's just a popular character actor, but he kisses the bishop's rings, mm-hmm. and then the bishop gives him advice, and Bill Murray says, I think that's a smart move, Mike.
I mean, that's the thing about this movie is that when you look at, like, it's quotable lines. There are great scenes, but all the lines I picked, it's like 4 seconds because it's just punchline, punchline, punchline after punchline. It's just, but it never, in my opinion, dilutes the story. Like, there are movies out there, we've all seen it, where it's like, oh, this is just a bunch of comedy bits like that. There's not story, but you guys really love your jokes. But this balances it really well. And I think when you look at it, you look at the writing, the acting, the directing, it all knows how to approach comedy and put it on the screen from the page. And that's, as you always say, the script is the most important part.
Absolutely. An interesting bit of trivia about the film is, do you know who was supposed to play Dr. Peter Venkman originally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
John Belushi. No.
John Belushi.
Oh, wow.
But he passed away while Harold Ramis was writing the script. That would have been interesting.
John Belushi was supposed to be in Ghostbusters. John Belushi was supposed to be in Spies Like Us. Dan Aykroyd was trying to build an empire for the two of them. Mm. And it ended. I have my opinions on Chevy Chase, and people have their opinions on Spies Like Us, but I think Chase and Aykroyd together is a fantastic team. Like, that's a good
Spies
team.
Like Us? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that was, and I think Bill Murray would only do the movie if they financed, like, a small drama he wanted to do as well. Like, so he didn't have an interest in doing Ghostbusters as much, and I'm just surprised that he's been in every Ghostbusters movie now. Whether it's playing a bit role, a non-canon role, but he has appeared in every single Ghostbusters movie.
Really?
Yeah. The check must have been great.
He's doing okay.
Yeah,
you know, but he does. He's done his blockbusters, and that allows him to do whatever he wants. You mm-hmm. know,
yeah.
he doesn't have. I think he just has a lawyer. He doesn't even have an agent or a manager, and he hasn't for years. He's got a phone number, and if you can get it and leave a voice message for him, he might do your project.
Exactly.
I don't have the number, but
really,
855-752-484
555-1.
I will say this. Let's get into some lines then. And I'll start here. Janet listening in Madison on WMDX, she says, okay, so she's a dog. Like, that is just a great line. Pete, you pulled some clips. Why don't you, what did you pull for us?
I pulled two of my favorites are, and you know, one of these is when he walks into Sigourney Weaver's apartment for the first time. And we see him, who I think at this point doesn't even believe in ghosts or something.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a great... great scene where he first goes to check out Sigourney Weaver's apartment.
I hate this. I like to torture him. That's right, boys. It's Dr. Venkman.
And I sent you guys earlier, someone put the sheet music to that little piano part.
Yeah,
and they just call
great.
It, they hate this.
That was awesome.
What else did you pull, bud?
All right, here's what I have too. This is one of my favorite lines. You guys will recognize this. This is their first call. By the way, this is their first call, and I didn't pick this up years ago, but there's so much stuff watching it as an adult where I was like, you know, they go into this hotel, this ornate hotel. It's their first call, and they're walking in, and the manager comes up behind them and says, oh, you're here, and they all freak out. Like, they're there to catch a ghost.
Yeah.
It's an unassuming guy. I just thought that was funny and probably intentional, but they go to the elevator and they're waiting to go up in the elevator, and there's another guy waiting to take the elevator, and he's chomping a cigar, and this is how the scene plays out. It's just great.
What are you supposed to be, some kind of a cosmonaut?
No, we're exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man.
That's really good.
My dread outfit.
I just love it. I love it. I absolutely adore it. It's just, it's, there's, again, there's so many, like you can't pick one. You got to pick like 1,000. And even those 1,000, it's only like 45 seconds because it's just like bit after bit after bit. Yeah. Dom, you had one as well that's very, very, very popular. I've seen it on T-shirts.
Yes, it was. I think Bill Murray was just talking to the mayor saying, yo, we need to figure this out. We have to stop this paranormal activity. And this is what they said.
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I just love how they all pile in together, and Egon, who probably has the least amount of faith, like that character probably like, God, hilarious, ha ha ha, is still like quoting the Bible. I absolutely love it. I picked a clip that, for me, this is like the pinnacle of Dan Aykroyd as an actor, especially in the 80s, because he has the ability to rattle off lines that have so much, what sound like technical knowledge, like, yeah. You know, it always sounds like he's an expert in whatever he's doing. So I picked this. This is called the big Twinkie scene here in Ghostbusters. So here we go.
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
We could be on the verge of a fourfold cross rip, a PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
I love that. If you watch Dan Aykroyd movies in the 80s, he always can rattle off what sounds like technical jargon at the top of his head. He just talks. His flow is so amazing. And the biggest compliment I ever heard him get was from, I think, Eric Idle, who said, after Graham Chapman died in 1988, Dan Aykroyd was the only person he would ever have considered to ask to join Monty Python. That's how much he respected him. And I just, every time I hear that, I'm like, yeah, you talk about spectral storage and whatnot, Dan Aykroyd. I don't know if you're being truthful or not.
But it sounds good.
Absolutely. Do we have any more?
We've got some. I have a clip, but let's get to some texts first. I'll read this one, Dom. Then you could jump to the end. John Murray says, "John in Stripes, such a great cast. John Candy is amazing. Ramis knew what to do, and Francis lightened up. Eventually, so much fun. What kind of a training? What kind of training, soldier? Army training, sir. Ramis was a great writer. Let's not forget that too. True. Harold Ramis has written some of the best comedies of all time. So that was great stuff." I've got some more Facebook comments
as well. We got some stuff on the text line.
Oh, go for it, Tom. Let's do that.
We got a few on the text line. We have Janet from Madison saying, I love this line from Bill Murray to Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters. Okay, so she's a dog, of course. That's pretty good.
It was funny the first time you read it, too.
Does anyone ever listen to me when I talk around here? I swear to God.
I noticed something was wrong there. Anyways, Michael from Tosa, listening in on WMDX, said, I like Venkman's description of Peck's anatomy that can't be said on TV or radio.
No, cannot say it. That's true. That's very, very true.
Say it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's very funny.
Before we get on out of here really quick, you got a couple of really short ones here. Do you want to Dom, just play the two that I picked. They're absolutely synonymous. Everyone knows them. Go ahead and play them.
It's Miller time.
Just,
I ask you, if you're a god, you say
yes! Yes! I love the fact that Ernie Hudson delivers that line because he's just so angry at them.
He's funny, too, because he kind of waffles. There's a couple times, I think it's a scene where they're in jail, and he's like, I hardly know these guys.
Yeah.
And then he vouches for him at the end, and the mayor, like, it was just a great waffle, you know, and something for his character to do, too.
Do you believe in superstition? Like, she's just, like, reading off this long list of paranormal things. He goes, if there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you want.
All right, folks.
Well, we're going to get on the other side of the break. We're going to get into the nightcap, and we're going to get to some more of your comments. If you have any of the last thoughts on Ghostbusters, maybe we'll play some more clips. Maybe we'll give some more thoughts on the movie itself. But, folks, we're going to get on out of here, out of the movie club, because we got to take a really quick break. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's nightcap time right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. The call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still a few minutes left to get your thoughts on tonight's question, which is, what is your favorite Bill Murray role or movie in celebration of the Nightlight Movie Club pick, which was, still is, Ghostbusters? So let us know. Drop a comment. Love to hear from you. Little Irv on the live stream says simply, Scrooged. Great movie. I would say one of the best adaptations of A Christmas Carol ever and one of the funniest. So I'll go ahead and agree with that, Little Irv. Very good choice. Coming up on tomorrow's show, oh boy, oh boy.
What is it, Greg?
It's Casual Friday. Oh, it's Casual sweet. Friday.
And we're pretty casual anyway. But
we're casual about it, and we're going to be welcoming back to the show. This is his first time on the show on the new version, but renowned writer and producer Rich Tallarico will be on the show. He is known for his work on Key & Peele, Mad TV, SNL, and The Tonight Show. That'll be all tomorrow night here. Yes, sir?
Rich wrote the famous substitute teacher sketch,
yes,
which is in the Smithsonian, which is really cool. So yeah,
Aaron.
Hilarious. Is that how it's going to be? It's so great.
And also, before we get to what we learned tonight and last minute text and whatnot, making the announcement for next week's Movie Club movie in celebration of our interview with Mr. David Zucker. It's going to be Airplane, baby. Airplane.
Yeah! How about some fanfare, Dom?
What about some fanfare?
There we go. Didn't hit.
Wait to watch that.
How was that? It was fair. Probably one of the best, if not the best, spoof movie of all time. Airplane is going to be our pick for next week's Nightlight Movie Club, which same time, same day, Thursday, second hour. So watch it. Let us know your thoughts. We'll get to that in a few days. But like, that's going to be really fun. Again, that's another one of those classics we're rewatching, and I'm sure we're going to find things here and there we missed in past viewings. But that's going to be all coming up next week. But we got a great show for you tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to that. Love Casual Friday. Do we have any last-minute thoughts on the question of the night, Pete and or Dom?
Dom, do you have anything on the text line? I got a few Facebook.
I don't think. I think go with Facebook okay. Right now. I'll keep searching.
All right. Mike says, this is the most impossible question to answer in reference to Bill Murray's favorite character or role. It's like asking which one of my kids I like best if I have to pick, and I hate you for limiting me. It would have been
okay.
Stripes. Mike got pretty dramatic there. I even told him, I go, I cheated. Nick Wallander from Comedy City in De Pere says, Bob. I love that you could just say one word. We know what he's talking about. Oh, our pal Mike McGill, phenomenal actor from Northeast Wisconsin. And I just watched season 2 of Bosch again, and Mike is on that season, and he's fantastic. He says, Venkman or Carl Spackler for me. And Carl was...
Carl's Caddyshack.
Is his last name Spackler in that?
Pretty sure it's Spackler. I've only seen Caddyshack once, and
what?
Yeah, and it's Caddyshack. And you're not going to like this. I did not like that movie at all.
Oh, I cannot wait to discuss that further.
Great, can't wait.
My son said kind of the same thing. He's like, "Yeah, Dad, you know it's funny, but it's just like he's a little older than Dom."
I was going to say, I saw the movie when I was 38. So, I think that's a movie that's treasured by people who saw it when they were young. It's kind of like Goonies or some other, you know, I get it. It's not my jam.
That's a good point. Okay. A couple quick ones I want to get in here because we haven't heard them yet. Rick on my social media says The Razor's Edge.
Oh.
I remember seeing that in the theater. Yeah. Like that was his first foray into serious acting. Great one, Rick.
That was the one.
Oh, really? Steve Burrows, our pal, outstanding director and comedian, says Jeff in Tootsie. forgot about that role too, but he was great. And then Chris Barclay says Bob Wiley. And what about Bob? Thank you, Chris. All great text tonight. It was fun. That was fun.
We got no. That's it. We're good.
We got one.
Oh,
we got one more on the text line. It's Chris and Madison. My favorite Bill Murray is Osmosis Jones. The cool thing is that the film it takes place inside of Bill Murray's body.
I forgot about that one too. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's it. He would only do Ghostbusters if Columbia Pictures agreed to finance his passion project, The Razor's Edge.
Wow, good pull. That's fantastic.
I mean, seriously, like that's an amazing, amazing, like pulling some power at a very young age. And so very, very cool. That's great. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that, Greg, I don't have to lose weight or comb my hair. If I want to look better, all I have to do is smash some bones in my face and do it myself, and I can look sexier.
What's your you're not the, you can't be the avocado.
The uvula tar.
The uvula tar.
It's kind of a mouthful.
Sounds like the grossest literally. Spaceship in history. This like to the uvula tar.
You call me Uv.
Uv fun guy. All right.
For short.
Oh, would you start a band that covered popular songs but in a reggae fashion and call it Uv 40?
I will now. And if I was good friends with Bob Uecker, it could be Uve and Uke. We could have done
there
buddy
it
comedy.
Is. You know? There we go. For sure. Dom, what did you learn?
Same thing. I really want a bone mash. Clavicular is now mainstream media. I never thought that I would see the day, but it is true. It's true. So that's what I learned.
What, Greg? Right.
Yeah.
What did you learn? What did you learn?
Thanks for asking, Pete.
You got
God,
it.
Dom. You know what? Honestly. It's not that I didn't learn anything. I just had past thoughts reinforced. Ghostbusters is a great movie. Teachers are amazing. We need to finance them and make it better for their lives. And I never want to smash bones in my face to make me look good because I already look good, yo. All right, so there we go.
Yo, yo.
All right. On behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dom Tucker, Engineering Traffic, for all the work they do. They make sure these microphones turn on. I want to thank everyone who called, texted, got in touch with us, left a comment on the live stream. Without you, there's no us. Thank you so very much. Remember, tomorrow is Casual Friday, and we're talking to the renowned writer and producer, Rich Tallarico. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for more programming after us. And then tomorrow, we'll be back right here, 5 p.m. for you on Nightlight with Pete Schwava and Greg Bach. Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.